I can tell you, because I knew Tom Monahan. We did a lot of work for him over the years. Tom Monahan, in my opinion, was one of the strongest Christians I've ever known. And he knew the story of creation. And he knew that God had put people first and utmost. And he knew, with God's help, and praising the people that worked for him, he could achieve them goals. He knew the importance of people. This importance started with our Creator. In Genesis chapter 1, God said, "Let us make man in our image." What a great honor that is that we have. God didn't say, "Let us make the dog in our image." He didn't say, "Let us make trees in our image." God made mankind the most important thing in all of his creation. God's emphasis in Scripture has always been on people. I started searching all of the times that God referenced people and how they're important through Scripture. And I just gave up on it. It was just so much. You know, my intent was to find two or three places, make reference to them as I speak here this morning. But there are hundreds of them. Every time God mentions man, he's mentioning the importance that people have. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. So today, I want to ask, what does Memorial Day weekend mean to you? Does it mean extra time from work? Does it mean a three-day weekend? Hooray! Does it mean good eating? Does it mean grilling out? Does it mean a fun time? Does it mean the Indy 500? Or perhaps remembering others? The worst forgetfulness of all that we have is to forget people. One of the biggest lessons that we need to learn is that God didn't put us here for us. He put us here for others. So this Memorial Day weekend, we need to be concerned about others. It's always good to think of others. It's always good to love others. And it's always good to remember others. So our scripture this morning come out of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. And it says, "I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did, where with a clear conscience as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." This is the word of God for the people of God. I think it's obvious how much Paul loved Timothy. I think it's obvious how much Paul depended on Timothy. He remembers Timothy in several ways. He remembered him enough to pray for him. He remembered the pain in Timothy's life. He remembered his tears. He remembered that Timothy was a man of faith in the Lord. Timothy was really, really, really important to Paul. And Paul showed it in remembering Timothy. So this Memorial Day weekend, we need to think about people. God put us here to remember people. Romans 1st chapter, verses 8 and 9, it reads, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you." Here Paul goes again, praising somebody else, remembering somebody else. In this case, he's remembering the whole church. We should remember the deceased, whether they be veterans or family members or friends. Originally, Memorial Day was created to remember the Civil War dead. But over the years, it has become a time to remember all of the deceased veterans and all of our deceased loved ones. Many of us, many of you, go to the grave sites of our loved ones, put flowers there, or maybe just a presence, standing there remembering that loved one. How commendable is that? I have read that on an average day, about 750 people will visit the USS Arizona. Average day. How many of you have been there? Yeah. It's an awesome place. But on Memorial Day, on that weekend, over 4,600 people visit that memorial. Also on an average day, 3,000 people will visit the Vietnam War Memorial. How many have been there? Yeah. But on Memorial Day weekend, 7,600 people will visit it. We need to remember our deceased loved ones. When we leave this world, most of us would want our children and perhaps our grandchildren to remember us. Job 14:14 reads, "If a man dies, will he live again?" There are several answers to that question. Science says we may live again. Philosophers say he hopes to live again. Ethics say he ought to live again. Atheism says he will never live again. But Jesus Christ says he shall live again. The Spirit says they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Take heart. Remember and rejoice in Christ. We will live forever. Now, why did I put that in there? Because we will be with our loved ones again. It will be in the most beautiful place that exists. I don't care if it was a person that lived to be 97 or 100 years old, or if it was a tiny little infant baby, or if it was a miscarriage, we will live again. We will be with our loved ones. But the loved one, the one that she's loved the most, is Jesus Christ, and we will see him along with all of the others. Someone else put death this way. It's not a period. It's a comma in the story of the Christian life. Excuse me. This Memorial Day, we need to remember the living. I have an illustration. Ron, he was a 15-year-old teenager, a 10th grader student at Granger High School. It was game day. And he was only a sophomore, he was the only sophomore suiting up for the varsity football team. Now that was something. For a sophomore to play with the varsity was a huge, huge thing when I went to school. Ron was so excited, he invited his mother to attend the game. It was her very first football game. And she promised to be there. And she promised to bring some of her friends. She was so proud of Ron. When the game finally ended, his mother stood outside the locker waiting to drive Ron home. Ron came out and he asked, "What did you think of the game, Mom?" His mother smiled. And while hugging him, said, "Ron, I don't know anything about football. I didn't come here to watch the game. I came here to watch you." Only a mother. The moral of the story is people count most of all, above all things. It seems as though today that if you're a football player or a basketball player or whatever the one of the sports are, that you're more important because you've reached stardom. And you're remembered because of what you did, not who you were. You see, these sports are fine. It's fantastic for some people. But we need to remember that people are supreme. How do I know that? Because God said so. Because he created us in his image. People are more important than all of these sports. Another illustration was there was a lady who passed away. She was a widow and only had one son who was also deceased. She was a member of the church and was always thinking of other people. She said one time that, "I believe in giving flowers to the living." By that, she meant that she believed in remembering people while they were still living. Why does somebody have to die to be remembered? Why does someone have to die for people to recall all of his fine, wonderful things that he'd accomplished in life. Why can't we do that when they're still alive? You know, Christ said that we're supposed to be a member of the family of God. God gave us, or Jesus gave us illustrations on how we are to do that. Encourage them. Suggest what they should be. You know, you are really, really good at this. You know these Bible stories. You should be a Sunday school teacher. You would be great at it. How does that set with you? Let me give you the obverse. You know, so-and-so passed away. He was a really good guy. But you know, he should have been a Sunday school teacher. What did should have been ever accomplish? We need to encourage people. We need to tell them how wonderful they are in things that they say and that they do. We don't need to wait and tell somebody else this while you're standing at the headstone. This lady loved doing things for the living. She didn't wait to send flowers in honor of the deceased. She did that, but she preferred to give flowers in various forms of the living. People need to know that we care about them and love them while they are still living. John Wesley, he is one of them that we follow in his teachings. And he said this: do all things you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways that you can, in all the places you can, at all of the time you can, to tell the people you can, as long as ever you can. John Wesley wrote that. Now, when you read this and dwell on this, what did John Wesley leave out about remembering or telling? Nothing. He covered all of the bases. For Christians, John Wesley hit a home run right there. We need to remember the living. So just before Memorial Day, 1 year, the following item appeared on page one of the Tulsa Tribune. And it read this: the Tribune requests that people who intend to mix liquor with gasoline this Memorial Day to kindly leave a typed obituary and photographs with the city editor before beginning the day observance. This courtesy will be greatly appreciated. Did you ever think of that? I don't know who this guy at the Tulsa Tribune was, but that was brilliant. How many people that read that changed their plans and lived to be remembered while they were still alive? I don't know how many, but that is powerful. So this morning, I encourage you to take time and to reflect on those that we have lost. Do what it is that you have to do to remember the deceased. But also, do what Christ has asked you to do, to remember the living. And all of God's people said, our closing hymn, God Bless America. Please rise.